I've often poo-pooed the widely held belief that Americans can't make the kind of small-scale, intimate films Europeans make. We may not have any Truffauts or Chabrols, but we have our own kind of intimate filmmaking. We have Jonathan Demme making Melvin and Howard. We have Joyce Chopra making Smooth Talk. We have, for better or for worse, Lawrence Kasdan making The Accidental Tourist. Actually, though, we don't have anyone who can turn out a film like the new British release, The Dressmaker. The director, Jim O'Brien, is well known in England for his TV work, principally on The Jewel and the Crown. But The Dressmaker doesn't feel like TV at all. In fact, the world it creates is almost too intimate and deeply textured for TV. The details here are crucial, and the small screen hasn't the fineness of grain to capture them. Watching the people in The Dressmaker is like looking at something very tiny through a microscope whose powers are so great that at a certain point one simply passes through the placid surface and finds oneself inside where the fires rage. The setting is Liverpool in 1944. And on the outside, the spinster seamstress Nellie is all propriety and poise. On the inside, however, she's a demon of repression. And Joan Plowright's performance equips the audience with that microscope. She shows you the outside and then, gradually, the seething inside. Nellie rules her strange little family with an iron hand. There's her 17-year-old niece, Rita, played by Jane Horrocks. There's Rita's maladroit father, a butcher who can't stand the sight of blood. And there's Nellie's wild sister, Margot, a widow still avid for a good time. Adapting a novel by Beryl Bainbridge, the screenwriter John McGrath sets the elements in place like so many powerful magnets. Then he lets us watch the tensions and currents that pass among them. Liverpool is full of American soldiers, and shy, awkward young Rita falls in love with one of them, a southern galoot named Wesley. For Rita, having a boyfriend becomes a kind of idée fixe, almost a religion.
I can't sleep.
Is it that fella?
Now be brave. Your Wesley was round here. That day I was off sick.
Eh?
He wanted me to break it to you gently.
What? What do you mean?
Well, he wants to do what's best. He feels you're too young. He's a nice lad.
No!
Well, don't take it to heart.
He's gonna ring me.
Oh, love. He's not.
That's Billy Whitlaw as Margot breaking the news to her niece. What Rita doesn't know is that Wesley has come to Auntie Margot not just to break up with Rita, but in hopes that Margot will offer him the sexual favors that Rita is terrified to give. Watching The Dressmaker is like sitting in a room and becoming gradually aware of an ominous ticking underneath your seat. As the tensions between repression and desire build, something has got to explode. Yet, even the movie's horrific climax has an oddly placid, intimate tone. The whole movie has a deadpan knowingness that makes its humor and its horror paradoxically more effective. It's true that Americans can't make movies like this one, and that may be partly because we don't have actors like Plowright and Whitlaw, actors who can take plain, small-scale characters and, for 90 minutes, make them fill the world.